we're at Bone Down.
Bone Down.
Your name's Obi.
You're Lando.
How are you, my friend?
Fucking great.
Oh my god, and we're with our lovely, very sexy friend. Beautiful girl with a beautiful voice. And can we talk about like the beautiful things that you've done?
I've done so many beautiful things.
And no, you have a lovely voice, and we're talking about how you're sort of you've got like a sort of like a Dolly Parton thing going on. You've got like a southern sort of...
Is that because of the tits?
Well, that's part of it.
It's a big part of it.
Without a doubt. Can we talk about like sexy stuff? Like with you?
I can talk about sexy stuff.
Oh my god, you got such a... You have a sexy voice. And that's like part of it. Here's the thing. From what I understand, you are a quasi heterosexual woman.
I'm more of a quasi homosexual.
So you're a bisexual woman.
Yes.
Okay. So, but at the same time, you've done arguably homosexual stuff with men. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how does that work when you're a beautiful woman that you are and you're with a dude, how does that become homosexual? I don't get it.
It's called pegging.
Uh-huh. And yeah. What does that entail?
Pegging?
What does pegging entail?
Pegging is when a woman straps on a dick and fucks a guy in the ass.
No. Like how does this sort of encounter get encountered? I mean, what do you do? Eat the mic. Okay. So what do you do? The listeners can't see this, but
don't deep throat the mic.
So what do you do in that situation? Like do you bring up the prospect of pegging, or does he do it? Like how does that happen? How do you initiate the pegging situation?
Normally they have to admit.
And just to be clear to the listeners, a pegging is when what?
A woman fucks a man in the ass with a strap on.
How did this this happen?
How did it go down?
Well, I was helping a friend of mine move, and I found a strap-on. So, naturally, I put it on over my pants and continued helping him unpack while he was at orientation. Uh-huh. And when he came home, I was wearing his dick and chasing him around the house.
Was this like a surprise thing, or did he see it coming?
I don't think he saw it coming.
And with no sort of heads up, no pun intended, you just throw it in the butthole?
No, not at all. I'm a lady.
I know you're a lady. And that's what we love about you.
After I chased him around his apartment complex.
Well, you got to chase around a little bit.
I pinned him
normal.
To the ground in the courtyard.
Yeah.
And we went back in laughing.
Yeah.
And we continued unpacking his shit. And after we were done, we went to a bar and we started drinking. I was buying him beers. He was buying me drinks.
Sure.
And he made the comment, if you keep getting me drunk, I'm going to let you take advantage of me.
Yeah.
And now the bartender.
Hold on. What are you thinking at this time? Are you thinking like, I'm going to peg this dude?
No, I think he's just drunk and silly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at the time I just thought it was silly. And then the bartender heard us and thought it was funny and bought us shots. And he looks at the bartender and says, if you keep giving her shots, she's gonna fuck me in the ass when we get home. And
nice.
The bartender continued to laugh.
Yeah.
And continued to and help us pay shots. For beers and shots. And when we got home, I fucked him in the ass.
Well, now what happens? he gives you the utensils, or do you provide your own? Like, do you
no,
have your
his
own?
Strap
like,
it was his strap
it was
on.
His
that
strap
he
has. Like, I found it unpacking his house. Yeah.
Okay. And how did he enjoy that?
He came.
If he did enjoy that,
so I think he enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it?
yes, as a woman, it was very liberating.
Well, I mean, you strike like, me.
Take it, bitch. You know?
Like, man, so you're ramming.
Did you smack his ass? Yeah. Did you smack his ass?
That's cool.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I smacked his ass.
Oh my god. So yeah, like,
yeah.
Can I tell you something?
I took that shit like he owed me money.
Wow. Like, can I tell you something? And before we talk about
that's
money,
awesome.
Can I just tell you something? You're such a beautiful woman, and I've offered you.
Here it comes. Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry.
I don't want to get pegged. I really don't.
I'll peg you for free.
I don't want that. But I've offered you because you're such a beautiful woman. You have a beautiful smile. You have a beautiful body.
I'm sorry. Lando
like,
does
I've
this.
I've asked you.
To every female. That's not I'm
true.
Sorry.
I've asked you if there's a price on what like I could do to you for a certain dollar amount. And I offered you more than $100. And you said no, like on everything.
God
what's
damn
the
it.
Deal? Like, am I that repulsive of a man?
No, I'm just that desirable as a woman.
Well, you are that desirable. Like, there's no question. But am I that repulsive?
Like I said, I'm $1.99 a minute. So.
So okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. No,
are you
no,
sure
hold
about
up.
That? Are you sure?
Let's talk about this.
you're talking about your dollar amount per minute.
As
that makes me think
as a phone sex operator.
You did phone sex.
Yes.
What did you do? Like, what was your number?
Mostly, I played Wii while talking dirty.
What you're playing
man.
Wii tennis and then like talking about like sucking a dude off? Like,
no, I actually played Manhunt mostly.
I don't even know what Manhunt is.
I don't either. Yeah. What is that?
It's a Wii game, and like you have to use the nunchuck. So like when you strangle somebody, you have to put your arms forward and then pull back and then cross your wrists to you strangle them. It's a pretty intense game.
Is that a real game?
So
or
what do you get paid?
It's a real game. I swear to God.
That's all you do is
choke
people.
What do you get paid for that kind of thing?
When I first started, I was $1.99 a minute.
Uh huh.
And after I picked up in popularity, because I'm not the best at dirty talk, so I have.
Oh, I think you are.
I have an innocent sprinkle to my dirty talk.
Okay.
And from what I understand, my voice became popular.
Your innocent sprinkle became very popular.
Yeah. Okay. So at my peak, I was $4.99 a
so
minute.
So you're plateauing at $4.99 with your innocent sprinkle.
30-minute minimum.
Oh.
Wow. So you were getting like paid
$150 every thing, right?
Yeah.
Is my math
about
right?
That. If you could last that long.
Oh, wow. So I'm looking at you
man.
Right now, and I'm looking at your beauty, and you're laughing, and you're kind of sticking your tongue out. You have the dual tongue piercing, meaning one is going through like the typical tongue piercing, like
yes.
top to bottom, and then the other one is that like what's it called? Like
it's called a web.
Like the under part.
Yeah, it's the flap of skin that connects your tongue to the bottom.
So why
of your
do
mouth.
You why do you have that? Like what's the advantage there?
It's
like,
for the ladies.
Is it really?
Yes.
So it's how amazing. Do you how ladies. Do you utilize that in a lady sexual manner?
Well, I'm gonna try to be a little clinical.
Okay.
But when you insert your tongue into a woman's vagina,
oh my god,
the flap of skin that connects the bottom of your tongue to the top of your bottom jaw is exposed, and when you have it pierced, it creates extra stimulation.
So here, oh my god, like you're knocking my socks off right now. But like I have a question for you. You're sitting here in the studios, and we've talked about this, but you never shoot me straight. Shoot me straight. Be honest. Be honest.
I could shoot you straight.
No, be honest. No, no. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Listen. Am I like that repulsive of a man? Like, why aren't
yes?
Back to
like,
this again. Back to this again. You see how he circled around. I hope you're ready for this.
But I think like, your let's
be honest.
Again, like, I apologize.
No, no, hold on. Like, you're a beautiful woman. You're sexy. Here you talk sexy. Here like, it comes. Sexy moves, whatever. Why aren't we hooking up? Like, what's the problem?
There it is.
I'm being honest with you. I think you're a lovely, attractive woman. I want to sleep next to you and at least, like, cuddle with you and, like, you know, have that sort of moment. And you're so anti, and I'm wondering why.
Well,
am I that repulsive? Be honest.
No, no, you're a very handsome man.
Well, thank you. So yes. What's the problem?
Well, sex with me is like the rodeo.
No, I'm not talking about sex. Like,
no,
I mean,
no.
I'm just saying,
here's
like, what,
why.
Like
here's
lay down
why.
With me, and then we can cuddle.
You can
and,
cuddle. Like, yeah. We can cuddle, but...
So
like,
we
on the real, I'm like, well, you know, you could fuck me, but sex with me is like the rodeo. You can do it, but you're going to get hurt.
Wait, why do you think you would actually physically hurt me?
Because I have. Like, not you specifically, but I've hurt people. I've broken pelvic bones.
No, you're kidding.
I've hyperextended hips.
Broken pelvic bones?
Really?
Yes, I have.
What did you do? Like, throw them off of a...
No, I just ride like a wild stallion. Man. Are you a little hard?
I'm good. No. Yes.
Wait,
no.
No, like
yes, no, maybe. I might be a little hard.
So if you can size me up, it's pretty obvious that like I'm just basically a scrawny white dude.
Like you're a little dude. I can I think I could ride
like,
your
like,
face.
Like could I do a thing? Like what kind of move could I pull on you?
I don't think you could pull a move on me, but I think if you like let me ride your face, I could. Like,
no, you yeah.
Get
seriously?
There, yeah.
You're like, could you wake me up in that sort of scenario?
I think I could make you my bitch.
Ooh.
Oh my! Like prison style.
Yeah.
You like
in
that.
The showers?
Lando likes
style?
It. Lando, yeah. You like that kind of. You like that, don't you?
We gotta take a break.
I said.
Okay, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna take a fucking break.
And we're back at the Bone Down Show. How are you, my friend?
I'm very good.
Eat the mic.
Ah.
Okay. There you go. We were talking about your like professional background.
Yes.
During the break.
Yeah.
Can you explain? You were a dancer of the exotic variety. Is that correct?
I was not a dancer. I was a cocktail waitress.
You were a cocktail
at a cabaret
waitress.
Bar. Yes.
What does that mean?
I brought the booze and the fun.
How'd you bring the fun?
Well, I'm a good time.
Oh my god! Mm. So, for the listeners who can't see this, you're laying down, you're kicking it, and you're just like chilling, and you're laughing, and your like feet are up in the air, and you're just like, you're just enjoying your relaxational.
Yeah, I'm
experience.
Chilling. I'm in chill mode.
Can we talk about your like piercing scenario? Like, not only is it, like, a lip thing, which we already talked about, but in the tongue, but, like, you also have other things going on. What do you have?
Yes, I have two nipple rings.
You have two nipple rings, and
yes.
And they're different.
Yeah, one's a hoop, one's a horseshoe.
Why choose, like, a different thing? Like, why not make them sort of matching?
Well, I didn't necessarily choose it at one point during my... sexual exploits. Someone bit down on the hoop I had.
Man or a woman?
I lost the ball.
Man or a woman?
It was a man.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, no, we talked about this. You've been married before. Let's talk about that.
Yes, I have. I've been married.
And you were and you actually weren't technically married. You were I had
a civil union.
Okay.
Yes.
With a woman.
Yes.
What was that like? Let's talk about this.
Not getting laid for 5 years.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, I would imagine a woman is going to please you better than a man probably ever could. Am I wrong?
Yeah, if they're willing to go through the motions of pleasing.
I take it that the woman that you were with was willing to go through those motions, right?
She was at first. I met her when I was 15. And, you know, we had a very long relationship. And we had the civil union, and eventually we just grew apart.
Would you ever get back with a woman again? Like, is that something that you want to, like, reignite that sort of, like, flame?
I've been with women since then, yes.
Okay. So would you ever engage, like, in marriage with another woman again?
In my opinion, marriage is a piece of paper that costs you a lot of money.
But you did it nonetheless.
Well, we had a civil union, and then in 2015, when gay marriage was legalized, we were grandfathered in, so we had to get a divorce.
So let's talk about your sort of, I guess, sexuality. You got a thing going on with Obi right now, don't you? Like, you want to grip down on his nuts, don't you?
I mean, be honest. I
no,
would.
No, no, be I honest. Would. Be honest.
I
you
would. I
you
totally
would.
In, like, a minute.
Yeah. So why is that not happening?
Because he's a respectable young man.
Well, no, he's not, number one. And number two, neither are you. Well, you're not a respectable young
man. I'm definitely
not
a respectable young man.
No, but like you're down to clown is my point.
No, like I'm in it for the D.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm not going to like grab at his.
By the way, for the listeners who don't know, Obi has a monster D.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
No.
Obi, your fuck style is buck wild. And
you
I
don't
know
that. Anything. You don't know anything.
Sex be like the rodeo.
That's what.
Yeah.
That's
you can
what
do
I'm
it, but you might get hurt.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And that's what makes you great on the show.
I hate you guys.
You are like the most uninhibited, fuck style buck wild that like women have ever encountered. Like that's
he
that's
likes
how
it
goes.
In the butt.
I hate you so much.
Oh my god. So when you're not. I'm going to ask you a question. When you're not pegging dudes, when you're not marrying chicks, who's boning down with you right now? Like, you're a sexy woman, so, like, what else do you have going on?
No, nothing.
You're such a liar.
Like, I don't.
No, but, no, no, at the break.
I'm raising children, and I'm working.
At the break, what happened between you and I?
You asked me to give you a kiss.
I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
I definitely kissed her, and she hated it.
I did. It was awful.
Why was it so awful? Why was it so repulsive?
Because you have paper lips.
Oh,
what does that even? What does that even mean?
I don't know. I like DSL. You know.
You've got thin, not soft.
DSL
lips.
Is dick sucking lips.
You like that in a man?
Yeah, totes.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Apparently, I don't have DSL. And
you don't?
I have paper-like lips, and that is incredibly displeasing to a woman, and that's my status in life. So, okay, bye.
Do you have a big tag? Oh, he gave up. He gave up.
You never fail. The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.